Texte numéro 102. The Social Dilemma. The fact that social media can be addictive and creepy isn't a revelation to anyone who uses Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and the like. But in Jeff Orlovsky's documentary, The Social Dilemma, conscientious defectors from these companies explain that the perniciousness of social networking platforms is a feature, not a bug. They claim that the manipulation of human behaviour for profit is coded into these companies with Machiavellian precision. Infinite scrolling and push notifications keep users constantly engaged. Personalised recommendations use data not just to predict, but also to influence our actions, turning users into easy prey for advertisers. In The Social Dilemma, Orlovsky recasts one of the oldest tropes of the horror genre, Dr. Frankenstein, the scientist who went too far for the digital age. Orlovsky speaks with men and a few women who helped build social media and now fear the effects of their creations on users' mental health and the foundations of democracy. They deliver their cautionary testimonies with the force of a startup pitch, employing crisp aphorisms and pithy analogies. Never before in history have 50 designers made decisions that would have an impact on 2 billion people, says Tristan Harris, a former design ethicist at Google. Anna Lemke, an addiction expert at Stanford University, explains that these companies exploit the brain's evolutionary need for interpersonal connection. And Roger McNamee, an early investor in Facebook, delivers a chilling allegation. Russia didn't hack Facebook. It simply used the platform. Much of this is familiar, but The Social Dilemma goes the extra explainer mile by interspersing fictional scenes of a suburban family suffering the consequences of social media addiction. There are silent dinners, a pubescent daughter with self-image issues, and a teenage son who's radicalised by YouTube recommendations. This fictionalised narrative exemplifies the limitations of the documentary's sometimes hyperbolic message. For instance, the movie's interlocutors pin an increase in mental illness on social media usage, yet don't acknowledge factors like a rise in economic insecurity. Polarisation, riots, and protests are presented as particular symptoms of the social media era without historical context. Despite their vehement criticisms, the interviewees in The Social Dilemma are not all doomsayers. Many suggest that with the right changes, we can salvage the good of social media without the bad. But the personal and political solutions they present in the film confuses two distinct targets of critique: the technology that causes destructive behaviours and the culture of unchecked capitalism that produces it. Nevertheless, The Social Dilemma is effective in sounding the alarm about data mining and manipulative technology. Orlovsky's film is itself not spared by the phenomenon it scrutinises. The movie is streaming on Netflix, where it'll become another node in the service's data-based algorithm. Adapted from The Guardian, December 2020.